are live streaming in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know you are happy to be in the house of the Lord. I'm also happy to be here this morning. Sister Chikomba is also happy.
Sister Chikomba varufaro zvekare.
Kana ndinotenda Mwari nokupodza gumbo range ratyoka. Mwari wakanaka wedwee. Ndinotenda mose neminamato yenyu. God bless you.
He wants to thank the Lord for healing us and the fractured leg. He wants to thank all of you for your prayers. He says God bless you.
Tinotenda Mwari vanopodza.
We believe in a God that heals.
Amen.
Amen.
Ukatonza kuti kuna Mwari vanopodza iyo chinzwawo kurwadziwa.
If you hear that there is a God that can heal and you are in pain or you are suffering,
unototiwo aiwa Mwari vanopodza ndinokuda iwo.
You will also say, I want the same God that heals all our diseases.
Sister Zoe says, I come with my sister, Mrs. Tikafa, and her son Paddington to church today. May the Lord speak with a heart.
Sister Zoe, varikuti vauya na sisi vavo vanonzi Mai Tikafa nemwana wavo Paddington, anzi dai Mwari vataura nemoyo yavo.
Mai Tikafa, tirokumbira musimuke tikucherechedzei.
We'll ask Mrs. Tikafa to stand so that we can recognize you in church.
Oh, God bless you.
Ariva kuropa fadzii.
We hope you enjoy service.
Tinotenda mucharopa fadzwa neshumiro.
Amen. We also have got Sister Susan Mukwende. I'm not so sure if she managed to come.
Sister Susan Mukwende.
Oh yeah. Yes. Please stand on your feet.
Asimuke netsogadzavo.
People did not see you. You just did this. That's Sister Susan Mpende.
Sister Susan Mpende.
I want to tell you also, it's my first time meeting her in person.
I've
been talking to her quite a lot while she was in the
UK.
So she was attending also service via live streaming. Now I'm sure it's also her time to attend physically. Mama, is she, Sister Mukwende, she's around? Oh, yeah. You also came with, is that Bruce? Bruce, where are you? Oh, yeah, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, Zakarina, Bruce.
That's the brother. Are you alone, Bruce? Oh, yeah. Okay. She can also stand your wife. God bless you.
Marie,
so we thank God for His providence. And yes, a lot of people are getting a lot of help via live streaming. And we thank God for that. All things work together for good. Don't even complain if you are in situations. If you are a believer, know this for sure. All things work together for good.
Amen.
Amen. Just these notices that I just want to give. And I'll ask for your attention. And also that you get it right and under the right spirit. I'm sure we've been seeing our young ones coming up here. Especially on engagement and some taking a knee as they will be slating the wedding ring into, you know, their fiancés or betrothed. He started with one, but it looks like it is trending. Yeah, today there is no engagement, so I will freely speak. Yes, so that we strengthen it and to ensure that those that will engage after this, they are advised accordingly and appropriately. This is in order not to surprise one another. Maybe let me put it in this way. If you think you want to do something that is extraordinary or that we don't do here as the norm, I think it is advisable for you just to be upfront. You also advise the elders first, and then you get proper guidance so that when you are here, you won't be given the temptation of trying also to surprise yourself.
Kana une chimwe chinhu chisiri chamazuva ose chauri kuda kuti shamisa nacho zviri nani ukatanga wataura nevakuru vekereke wovaudza zano rako vanozokupanga maererano neshoko ramwari izvi tiri kuzviita kuti iwewe kana watishamisa tisazokushamisawo futi pamberi pano.
I think he explained it very well the way I meant it.
Ndo matauriro azvazvifanira kuitwa.
We don't know where it came from. I'm sure you heard we should not do it here, otherwise we will surprise you.
I
remember the prophet one time he wanted to go see the Pope, that was Baron von Blomberg, and so the pre-interviews, he was then told to say, when you go to meet him, you take a knee or you bow with one knee, and then the prophet says, I'm not going to do that. That's a human being. I don't worship a human being. And he did not even go to see the Pope.
It's not necessary.
Is it clear to everybody? We also continue to observe our safety precautions as advised by the subject matter experts regarding the COVID-19 protocol. And yes, we do have godly medical doctors who did spend several years in practice. Indeed, they can give you proper medical advice.
Isu pano tina namazvikokota vana chiremba vane makore ekuita basa iri vanogona kupanga izano rinobatsira mese panyaya.
We do well to give heed to their professional advice. You will get help if you do likewise.
Isu tinenge tabatsirika tikateerera mashoko avanenge vatipanga zvinokuitira zvakanaka zvinotiitira zvakanaka tose.
I want to thank you. I see you cooperate with them. Especially our ushers and deacons, I see all of you. You have your masks on. God bless you and thank you so much for your cooperation. Let me just read a quote. In the message, why the prophet says, paragraph 45. Oh yeah, you know there was a time when there wasn't any toxin on the earth for smallpox. Many died with smallpox because there was no toxin. Diphtheria, no toxin, but now you can get inoculated from that. When an epidemic breaks out in the city, quickly you go down and get smallpox vaccination or diphtheria shot. They got toxin. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad we got And the Salk vaccine for little children, I thank the Lord for that. Pray that He will give us more and more. I want to believe you are also praying that the Lord will also help our medical fraternity that we get the vaccine for our health. We don't want to go on a tantrum. I believe if we just warm up to God, there's things here for us. We were made out of the earth, you know. If we just warm up to Him and pray to Him and quit our wickedness and things, all these things will be found. That's right, but for you who believe, He's got a remedy beyond that. Certainly He has. Now it's made, it's all made and ready for you. Let's just also read to see Jesus. This is perhaps for the next year or two, the closing and the meetings of this time, the prophet says. I'm going overseas right away. Overseas, that's
Africa.
So the prophet is saying, I'm going overseas when he's coming here. So, people of overseas, how are you doing this morning? Interesting, eh? Yeah. I was walking across here just a few moments ago, kind of tiptoeing in order to go overseas. They want you board the plane with you have a sufficient amount of inoculation. Did you hear that? I tried to reason with them and tell them I didn't need it. But they wouldn't listen to me. So the Bible said, give Caesar what Caesar's and God what God's. And I had to take a great bunch of shots. And my arms are all swollen up. I wish we didn't have to take them, but we have to do it. I remember the last time I tried to get away without taking that yellow fever shot. So I went right to the airport. And they made me stay over and take it anyhow. Then they told me I couldn't land in Africa unless it would be 10 days after the shot. But the Lord gave me favor with the medical association. And second morning I arrived one night. The next morning they called me to have breakfast with them.
No,
we thank God for these our fathers, eh? Having breakfast with the prophet. Isn't that nice? Our good fathers. So they told me they thought it would be alright. So I thanked them and they were very nice.
And I
didn't have to wait 10 days before starting ministering. We started the very same night we landed, and the Lord did do great things.
And in Zumira Mazwa 10, the Tangi Shumira, the governor Tanga Shumira, Siku Machete, Watamara, Ishe, Wakabata Mabasamakuru.
I thought I would just do this so that we are balanced.
We
don't go on either extreme. But yes, we are guided appropriately by what the prophet says. I enjoyed the song service. I'm sure you did as well. Nice musicians. And the trumpet is a bit long, Gael. I know she had gone back and home.
Sister Gael wanga wambo inda kumba saka bosho ro saka mambo ro narangarambo tinyarari.
Glad that she is back on her post of duty. And also from my friends, this special songs, I enjoyed those. And also you had the duo when they were singing, Jesus is a winner man. Is he a winner man? Jesus is a winner man. Oh, Jesus. They did not play it well. Because they did not play it well, for just a minute and a half, we're going to sing it. If you don't sing it well, I'll ask my friends to sing it for you. Jesus is a winner
man. A winner man is a winner man. Oh, Jesus is a winner man. A winner man old. A winner man. 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 Oh, a winner man. A winner man. A winner man, a winner man, oh, I am born, I am on the winning side, yes, the winning side, oh, I am on the winning side, oh, the winning side, the winning side, the winning side. The winning side, the winning side, the winning side, yes, the winning side, the winning side, the winning side, the winning side, oh.
As we are on the winning side, let's stand on our feet for a scripture reading. 1 Timothy chapter 8.
Timothy Wektanga, 8.
Actually, it's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8.
Alright, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8.
Likewise, this is a true. Okay. I think let's start on 1, and then it's a length reading. Maybe we'll see where we jump. This is a true saying on verse 1. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires the good work. So he will not interpret so that we just serve on time. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to stolid, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, nor greedy or filth looker, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, and having his children in subjection with all gravity. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take your seats. For I continue reading, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the children, church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Rather, he must have a good report them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, nor double-tongued, given to much wine, nor greedy or filth looker, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, nor slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. The deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchased to themselves a good degree, great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. We want to thank God today. Today we are going to be slow. But I ask you not to take a nap. We'll just be quick and then see where we close up. Some of these things we have to mention so that at least we get to know the different offices that we do have. So that you know, for this particular thing, do you go to the pastor, do you go to the deacon, do you go to the trustees? For example, it's very, you always think, if it's something to do with money, you go to see the trustees. But you should go to the deacons. And then the deacons will then see your issue, and they look after the welfare of the church, they then can go to the trustees. So we're taking this from the church order that was happening or obtaining at the Branham Tabernacle. So we start with the office of the pastor. The office of the pastor is to conduct and act upon any program which he believes to be according to the plan of God, according to the word of God, for the Branham Tabernacle. He shall assume supreme authority and meet the initial responsibility of solely as to keep and promote the spiritual welfare of the church. He shall be the head of the associate pastor, the deacon board, and the trustee board, and the church body itself. Acting in wisdom to lead God's saints, manifesting love towards all the saints and their burdens.
Vachishanda mutungamiriro na mwari na uchenjeri. Vatungamire vatwene vamwari kuratidza rudo vatwene vese nemitoro yavo.
Conducting himself in perfect servitude, of which God has called and placed him to act upon.
Vachizvibata vachikwanisa kutonga zvakanaka.
The office of the deacons, the office of the deacons as elected according to the word of God and by the men of Branham Tabernacle, is to act as the office of spiritual assistance to the pastors.
Office anobatsira mufudzi panyaya dzese dzepamwe.
That you see the pastors in all his spiritual activities.
Vachabatsira mufudzi mune zviitiko zvese zvepamwe ya.
Given free speech in presenting to the pastors and program or benefits that will bless the general and spiritual welfare of the church.
Vanopiwa mukana wekuratidzawo jikere dzavo paurongwa hwese kana zvingabatsira kereke yose pamwe ya.
It must be up to teach and be ready to assist the pastor or associate pastor on every duty if called to do so.
Vanofanira kugona kudzidzisa vakagadzirira kubatsiridza mufudzi mune basa rose kana vadanwa kwevari ichi.
They shall assist in serving communion.
Vachabatsira muchirairo.
They shall be acting ushers in all services. They shall police the church in keeping civil order and conduct. So you know, if the deacon comes to you, talk to you, you know they are mandated to do that in order to ensure that there is order in church. Shall assist in taking local offerings. They shall oversee the spiritual corners of the church in working with the pastor, one another's spiritual problem and matters of the saints. They shall be ready
at
time to assist the needy of the saints who is burdened and in need of spiritual consultation or general welfare.
Vachabatsiridza nguva dzese kubatsira vatsvene vese vakaremerwa nemuturo ingava yepamweya kana kuti yepanyama.
They have not the right to act upon any program or promotion without agreement with one another, the pastors or the trustees, if the program they are considering involves church funds.
Zvino vane kodzero havakwanisi kuita urongwa vasina kuwirirana pachavo nomufudzi uye nemabatiro omwe kana nyaya yacho ichi.
They will be responsible before God and their, for their conduct and manner of service according to the word of God. They shall not have meeting among themselves without the pastor or associate pastor present. The office of the trustees.
Office of my trustee.
The body of men shall govern the welfare of the church as a business group.
Boka rivarume iri richava nechokwadi chekereke iri panzvimbo yakanaka seboka rebisimu.
They are elected to protect the church in its financial matters, its business investments, and supervision of its properties and expenditures.
Vanoiswa panzvimbo iyi kuti vachengetedze homwe yekereke, mabusiness anenge inayo kana maproperty anenge ane church uye nekushandiswa kwemari yekereke.
They shall strongly consider every move of progress step by step which involves church funds.
Vanofana kunyatsogara pasi vocherechedza nyaya yese inofana kuitwa kana ichi sanganisira homwe yekereke.
For they shall be responsible to keep the church from indebtedness and the saints from burdens that are too great to bear financially.
Ndivo vachava nemutoro wekuti kereke isave nezvikwereti. Uye kuti vatsvene varemerwe kwazvo nemitoro inorema kupfuura homwe dzavo.
In the undertaking of any project, regardless of what it is, they are to bring the matter to the pastor for consultation by the pastor.
Kana paine urongwa huruda kuitwa, vanounza nyaya iyi kune mufudzi kuti vagare pasi vapange zano.
Consultation by the pastor only for every financial project the church wishes to invest or engage itself therein is absolutely required.
Vanofanira kutogara pasi nomufudzi kana paine zvoda kuitwa zvinoshandisa mari kana kuti homwe yekereke.
The office of the treasurer.
The office yomubati wehomwe.
The responsibility of the treasurer is to provide an exact account of the financial status of the present funds in the treasury.
Mutoro wa treasurer ndewe kunyatsopa mari yakananga iripo maererano nehomwe yekereke.
This report is to be made available to the pastor or board of trustees upon their request. Such a report, no other office in the church may have access to this information.
Ripoti inofana kupiwa kune mufudzi kana kuti boka rematrustee kana vakumbira. Hapana imwe office inofana kuwana information inenge iripo.
He may obtain such information from trustee report given to him by the treasurer.
Vanogona kuwana zivo iyi. kana vapiwa report yema trustee yavanenge vapiwa nemubati weomwe.
The treasurer shall sit in on every trustee meeting to take notes of minutes and actions taken by the board of trustees.
Mubati weomwe anofanira kunge ari mumusangano yese inoitwa nematrustee.
He has not the authority to convey or acknowledge the financial status information to any acting office in the church, but the pastor or board of trustees.
Zvino havabvumidzwe kuti vape zivo iyi maererano nechimiro chehomwe yekereke kune hofisi inenge yakafanira kubata nzvimbo iri mukereke.
He shall not be consulted in spiritual matters, nor is it of need that he should attend the meetings of the deacons unless asked to by the pastor. The office of the music program. The music program and all order pertaining to the development of such a program is under the supervision of the pastor only and the associate pastor. During regular services, special meetings or revivals, at all times the pastors shall advise and conduct this program.
Zvino maservice yese kana musangano kana murumutsiro runoitwa pastor ndo vachapangazano nekuronga program iyoyi.
Trustee board shall advise on the purchasing of any musical instruments and pastors shall be consulted.
Boka rematrustee ndo richapa zano pane zvinoda kutengwa zvekuridzwa mukereke asi mufudzi ndiye anozopasisa nyaya.
Any suggestion for musical programs by the saints, deacons, or such parties interested should be presented to the pastor, who will welcome them and advise on such suggestions.
Mazano ose anobva kuvatsvene madhikoni kana vamwe vese varipo zvinopiwa kumufudzi ndiye achagamuchira ozotaura kuti zvinhu zvichafamba sei.
It is preferred the pastor shall control this program as he is the leader of the worship service and confidence is placed on his ability to lead the church in worship that is most pleasing to God.
Zvino mufudzi ndo vanofanira kutungamirira urongwa uyu sezvo varivo mutungamiriri weservisi yekunamata uye kuvimba kwese kwakaiswa mavari kuti vatungamirire kereke mukunamata nenzira inofadza Mwari.
Music programs, testimony services addressing by various parties, reports to the church by various offices, or any program that intervenes the worship time should be under the pastor's supervision.
Zvino urongwa hwemusic matestimony kana zvimwe zvese zvingakanganise zvinofanira kuitwa munguva yekunamata zvinofanira kuudzwa kuna pastor ndo vachazotungamira kuti zvinofamba sei.
We'll do quite a lot of reading today.
Nhasi tichaverenga pakati rebei.
It happens once a year, so I think it's necessary that we remind one another of these things.
Izvi zvinoitika kamwe chete chete pagore zvinhu zvakafanira kuti tirangaridzane mashoko akakosha ari pano.
In the message, the blessing of the deacons.
Maridzo yakanzi the blessing of the deacons.
The prophet says.
Profita vanoti pano.
Yes, that's on the screen there.
Izvi ndo zvaiswa pascreen.
And that is the first thing is blessing of some deacons in the church. And our little church here is sovereign. It doesn't have any denomination or anything to send its deacons. It elects its own deacons.
It elects
its pastor, it elects its trustees, it elects everything that comes in and out of the church. No one person has the say-so over anything is the church.
Hakuna munhu mumwe chete anogona kuti ndini ndinodai ikereke pamwe chete.
And the church are those that come and support the church with their presence and with their tithe and offering are always the ones that have a legal say-so in the placing of such.
Zvino kereke ndeavo vanouya kuzotsigira kereke neupo hwavo nechegumi nemupiro ndo avo vanogona kutosarudza zviri pamutemo kugadza vanhu ava.
We go to paragraph 3 and so often, according to the bylaws of the church, every year, the deacons and trustees automatically fill their time.
Zvino maererano nemutemo yekereke gore rega rega madhikoni nematrustee anopedza hofisi yavo.
And if they want to come back, all right. If they do not want to come back, they can place them in their place that this body has resigned.
Kana vachida kudzoka zvakanaka asi kana vasingade vanogona kuisa vamwe panzvimbo dzavo toziva kuti boka iri rasiya basi.
We can go to paragraph 5 of the same message.
Tokona kuenda paparagraph 5 yemaridzo imwe chete.
If you have time, just go through it, but we just hope, skipping and jump, just to preserve on time. And while the meeting was going on, I was told a certain pastor electing a new board of deacons, and they had saved their time and resigned and to elect some more deacons.
Batsiri wemfudzi vachisarudza boka rimwe rimwe boka remadikoni nekuti nguva yavo yanga yapera.
The way it is done is the board can appoint deacons, men they are associated with and found to be honorable and just men.
Zvinogona kuitwa nenzira iyi, madikoni anogona kupa mazita evanhu vavanga vachiyanana navo vachifunga kuti vanhu vakarurama.
The office of a deacon is a very great office and great honor to the Lord to be a deacon in the church.
He
talks about also the other ones whose name was given, and he was then disqualified because he did not meet the specifications of a deacon. Deacon must be married.
Akazotadza kupinda muofisi nekuti anga asingakwani, anga asina kuroora.
So even if you are so noble, everything is all right, you're living a righteous life, brother, as long as you are not married, you will not be considered for that position of a deacon.
Ama nyange muri munhu waMwari, zvinhu zvese zvakaringana, kana musati mawana apa ofisi hamupindi.
Young brothers, yes, and then it means also is for brothers, not sisters.
Amen.
You are too quiet as if to say, hey. I only heard the sisters. Amen, single brothers.
I mean, my brother, I said, I wanna.
I want to also recognize and thank both the deacon board and the trustee board.
You need to talk to Bokarima deacon and Bokarima trustee.
Who saved us well in the year past.
And
who continue serving us well.
We
appreciate these gallant men of God. And we also thank their families. And we pray that the Lord continue to guide and give them the strength. I also want to thank you, the church, for rallying behind these men of God. The best thing one can say is, God bless you. Now, due to the circumstances currently obtaining, because of the limited numbers, we found it prudent not to have elections this way because it would be a tiny, tiny fraction of people who will be able to vote. So both boards, the trustee board and the deacon board of last year, will continue serving the Lord in their respective offices as before.
Zvino mapoka emadikoni nematrustee egorera pfuura achaenderera mberi achishumira sezvavanga vachingoita nguva dzose.
I will just mention their names. There is no need for them to come up just to save on time. I'm sure you know them. But it's Brother Nyerarai Makwinye, the chairman of the deacon board, or the head deacon, Brother Paul Mawango, Brother Stephen again Marunya, Brother Solomon Piri, Brother Joel Taferenyika, Brother Johnson Dondo, and Brother Aaron Musa. I'm sure you know these honorable men. And And for the trustee board, we've got Brother Elias Berejena, who doubles up as the chairman of the trustee board, as well as the treasurer, Brother David Mujgirwa, Brother Campion Mafuke, and Brother Batisai Diwosho. We also have got the Sunday school team headed by Brother Wonai Mshlanga, who is the superintendent, and Brother Luxon Daka, Brother Peter Murimoga, Brother Tonderai Chikandiwa, Sister Viola Bande, Sister Shalom Kapamtonga, Sister Vimbai Benura, Sister Tendai Mupiwa, Sister Margaret Dondo, and Sister Neti Chikozo. And we also have got a group of men, our ushers. Yes, Brother Victor Matirira he wants to take some rest, having served us for such a long time. I think around about between 15 to 17 years he had served this church in that office.
Brother Victor Matirira, wakuda mkuzurura, wanga wa shumira mkireke muno, tikati makore 15, kana uti 17, adarika.
We sing. We say, may the Lord bless you.
Dai Mari, wakuropa fatihi.
And your family.
Nemuri enyu.
And give you the desires of your heart.
Wakukupai wo zishuo, zomoyo enyu.
Now, the list for the other ushers, we have got Brother Joseph Mponda, Brother George Ozi, Brother Hewitt Mutasa, Brother Richard Majoni, Brother Max Mo Njanji, Brother David Msonza, Brother Gift Sikirai, and Brother Cloud Nao. We also have got the group of our music program. Now, this one is a peculiar group because it is a gift. Therefore, we cannot elect or vote them into that office of being a musician. But they served us well. And you can tell by each service day we are enjoying more and more because of the musicians. The Lord bless them. We also have got another group who always stand here and ensure whatever the preacher says is relayed back to
you.
Interpreters, they play such a critical and pivotal role in the church. And we say, may the Lord bless them. And also, this is also a peculiar office. Also, you can't vote somebody in. It's also a gift.
Let's
clap hands for his team. I mentioned the other time when Udiriro saw there was this pastor from Russia, so he was preaching from Russian into English, and then another one into Shona. And then people thought, I think we're taking too much time. And then the first service, there were three, and then we removed the Shona interpreter. And yes, by public demand, his office was restored back to interpret into Shona.
Bagamboya pastor, why are we glad here? Tiku kubudiri wachiparidza neRussian.
A total deliverance, the prophet says.
Total deliverance, Brother Branham Manoti.
Paragraph 27.
paragraph 27.
Now there is a group of offices in our church. Deacons, trustees, Sunday school superintendent, pastors, as our church is set in order. As you, the people, elected these officers and this pastor, I'm just a general overseer, seeing it goes right, and give advice, so forth. You are the one that elects your pastor, elect your trustees, elect the deacons, you elect every office that is in this church. And it is your duty to stand by those men. See, they will make mistakes. They are mortal. They are just men. They may make mistakes. But if the president of the United States make a mistake, do you throw him out as president? We forget about it and move on. That's the way we want to do our church now. I was listening to him pray a few minutes ago for those deacons. And hear back their testimony at the door from the trustees, how that with one accord you all are. And the prophet says, now stay that way. Now you members stand by these trustees, deacons, and pastor.
And
remember, when you get this together, remember that's the devil's business to see that's broke up. Now it always has been, and it always will be. But you stand by your officers, and that was the talk that I was going to make. I'll go to 29, the other one you can read of the same message.
Paragraph 29.
Now each one of these things, now each one of these has things in common. And I think that your meeting should not be together, but it should be as each office, because the deacons has nothing to say to the trustees unless they've got business to present to them, and vice versa. Yes, the deacons are the policemen of the church, the assistant of the pastor, and the trustees is the holding of the property. We'll go to
30.
And now stick together, be of one accord, one heart, and move on for God. That's the way God wants us to. Church order could be the last reading. Paragraph 12. Now, we realize there's millions tonight without food, without clothing, and would love to be able to help the whole group of them to do everything we could, but financially we cannot do that. We can't support all the world. But we are duty bound to our own. And I think in that, and then if we have anything left over that you would want to contribute to people who are not members of this church, something you want to give them, it should be made between the board of the deacons. The deacons is the one that has to meet this opposition, or this problem rather, because that in the Bible, when the dispute come up, about food and clothing and so forth in the book of Acts, they called the apostles in about it and they said, go, look you among seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, that they may attend to these things.
Zvino iri dambudziko iri inyaya yemadhikoni nekuti pazvakaitika mubhuku remabasa maapostori akati tsvagai varume vanomwe vanopupurirwa zvakanaka vazere nemweya mutsvene vashandi nenyaya idzodzi.
14 And it is in the pastor's duty to look out for food and so forth. That's supposed to be by the deacons.
Zvino harisi basa remufudzi kuti vatsvage chokudya nehanzu. Iri basa remadhikoni harisi basa rematrusti.
Yes, it's not the trustees, it's the deacon's office to do this.
Ibasa kana kuti ihofisi yemadhikoni inoita basa iri.
Remember in the Bible they're contributing their own, the Greeks and the Jewish, where the argument came up that one was getting a little more than the other, but it was people who sold their goods and gave it to the church for its support to divide it among them equally.
Murangarira nguva iya mubhaibheri magreek nemajudha achiti vamwe vari kuwana zvakawanda kupfuura vamwe ndobasa rakazopiwa madhikoni kuti vave nechikwadi kuti zvinhu zvagoverwa zvakaenda.
This was a little dispute. We got our first deacons and that's one of their duties is to do that.
Mushure mekakusagadzikanaka ndopatakawana madhikoni ekutanga ndo imwe remabasa avo kuita basa iri.
I think that in our own people we should take care of them.
Tinotenda kuti isu tinofanira kuchengeta hama dzedu pano dzinenge dziri mudambudziko.
And it should be turned in any complaint to the chairman of the deacon board and then should be met by the deacon board and see what we are able to do about it.
Kana paine kanyaya nyaya yacho ngaiiswe kune mukuru wemadhikoni wogara pasi seboka woona kuti vangaite sei nenyaya iyi.
And all those things which is clothing, food, financial help, whatsoever, it should come through the deacons.
Zvinhu zvose izvi zvinenge hanzu chikafu kubatsiridzwa nemari chero zvazviri zvinofanira kuuya kuburikidza neboka remadhikoni.
And the deacons, when they decide that they are going to do about it, they should be presented then unto the treasurer to see if the treasurer is able at this time to pay this certain amount of finance.
Zvino madhikoni kana agara kuti vada kuzoita zvavanenge varonga nyaya yacho inoiswa kune mubati wehomwe ozoona kuti mari iripo inokwana here kuita izvi panguva iyoyo.
Or buy this clothing or whatever it is, the deacon board should bid on that. It doesn't go to the trustees or to the pastor. It's the deacon's thing altogether.
Boka remadhikoni rinofanira kusangana pamusoro penyaya idzi. Nyaya iyi haiende kumufudzi kana kumatrustee. Ibasa remadhikoni iroro.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you still see us?
Tiri kutoona here.
Oh, we thank the Lord so much that you are still awake.
Tinotenda Mwari kuti muchiri vapenyu muchiri nyika dzino.
Yes, we have to remind each other of these things.
Tinofanira kurangaridzana zvinhu izvi nguva nenguva.
Because if we do so,
nekuti kana tikadaro,
we work in harmony or in unison.
Tinoshanda muhumwe.
Because we are members of one body.
Nekuti tiri nhengo dzemutumbi mumwe chete.
Yes, his holy body, of his holy body.
Oh, mutumbi uyu wakarurama.
That was slain on the cross of Calvary.
Wakapirisirwa pamuchinjiko weCalvary.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's just read.
Tatingoverengai vaKorinde vekutanga chitsauko 12.
We start on verse 12.
Tichangirei pandima 12.
Yes, verse 12, yeah. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Yes, 12.
So muviri uri mumwe une mitezo muzhinji nemitezo yose yomuviri nyangwe iri muzhinji muviri ndomumwe chete wakadaro waKristu.
For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
Nokuti mumweya mumwe isu tose takabhabhatidzwa nomuviri mumwe, kana tiri vaJudha kana vaGiriki kana varanda kana vakasununguka, isu tose takanwiswa pamweya
For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
Zvino kana rutsoka rukati zvandisiriwo indiri ruoko handiziri muviri ko haruziriwo muviri zvakadaro here?
And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
Zvino nenzeve ikati zvandisiri ziso ko handizivo muviri here? Ko haizivo muviri mumwe chete here?
If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing?
Zvino kana muviri wose waiva ziso ko kunzwa chainzwa nei?
If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?
Kana wose waiva nzeve ko tainzwa kunhuhwidza nekupiko?
But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as he has pleased him.
Asi zvino Mwari vakaisa mutezo mumwe nomumwe pamuviri sezvaakada.
And if they were all one member, where were the body?
Zvino kana yose waiva mutezo mumwe muviri waizovepiko?
But now we are their members, yet but one body.
Asi zvino kune mitezo mizhinji asi muviri mumwe chete.
If you find time, just read it until the end of that chapter.
Ukazowana nguva unogona kuriverenga kusvika chapter iyi painoperera.
Now we just want to introduce this title, members of his body.
Ndakuzivisai musoro nengo dzomutumbi wake.
No, for sure we won't be able to finish it today.
Tizokwanisa kupedza maridzo iyi nhasi.
But maybe we can just lay a background.
Asi tinogona kungoisa nheyo.
So yes, we are members of one body.
Hongu isu tiri nhengo dzomutumbi mumwe chete.
Now we want you to know that as members of one body, each member is very important.
Tinoda kuti muzive kuti senhengo dzomutumbi mumwe chete, nhengo yega yega yakakosha.
Now some members, they are on the backside, and some they are right at the front, public ministry and behind ministries.
Zvimwe nengo dzinenge dzakavanda kumashure, dzimwe dziri pachena. Shumire inoshumira panooneka neruzhinji neshumire yakavanda kumashure.
It doesn't mean to say the one occupying the public offices are better than those that are behind the scenes.
Hazvirevi kuti avo vari kuoneka pajekerere vakakosha kupinda vari kumashure.
We want you to know that.
The
same manner, the eyes might say, yes, I'm more important because it is me who can see whatever is happening.
Now,
the legs might also go on strike and say, yes, I will not take you to that place so that you see. Will the eye be able to see?
Gumboro varati, ina ndichakuendesa kwaurula kuenda kunoona zvinhu. Ziso rinozogona kuona here?
We want you, brother and sister, to appreciate your brother, to appreciate your sister. Even in the way of living, yes, we might not end the same, we might not live even in the same localities, but your brother is still your brother, your sister is still your sister.
Zvino mugara kwatinoita tinogona kusawana pakafanana kana kugara kunzvimbo dzakafanana, asi ndoda kuti muzive kuti hama yako ihama yako, hanzvadzi yako ihanzvadzi yako.
It is God who ordained us. By his foreknowledge he knew, for my word to progress well, sister so and so should live in such a place, brother so and so should live in such a place.
Zvino kufanoronga kwamwari nokufanotemera pavakaona kuti basa ravo rifambe zvakanaka, hama yakati inofanira kugara kunzvimbo yakati, hamzvadzi yakati inofanira kugara kunzvimbo yakati.
God might predestinate to say, you have to be born in Zimbabwe, another one has to be born in the United States. So don't even complain to say, why am I in Africa, or why am I of this color? God knew, ordained that, because we are members of his body.
Zvino Mwari ndo vakatotara kuti uyu achazvarirwa muZimbabwe, uyu achazvarirwa kuUnited States. Saka haikona kuzonyunyuta sei ndazoita mutema hama yangu yaita tsvuku.
We are members of his body.
Isu tiri nhengo dzemutumbi wake.
You can even see people or children born of the same mother and same father.
Munotiona Vana vanoberekwa nababa vamwe chete namai vamwe chete chayo.
Other children they could be tall, but others they'll be short.
Vamwe vana vanogona kureba, vamwe vopfupika.
Some dark skinned, some light skinned.
Vamwe vanogona kutsvukirira, vamwe vanogona kusvibirira.
But they are all members of the same family.
Asi vese inhengo dzemhuri imwe chete.
The one who is light skinned will not come and look at the one who is dark skinned in the face and say, "Look at me, I am the princess here."
Zvino uyo akatsvuka haazogona kuenda kune uyo akasvibira oti tarisa ndini nini princess wemhuri ino.
Oh, if that happens, you know what you do?
Kana zvikaitika munoziva kuti munoita sei?
You open up the Bible.
Munovhura gwaro.
I am dark and lovely.
Ini ndakasvibirira uye ndakanaka.
That is a scripture.
Igwaro iri.
Don't find fault.
Usambowana mhosva.
Don't have a complex.
Usava kusvika pakumanikidzika.
Some are spending a lot of money.
Vamwe vari kushandisa humwe chaiyo.
Buying things in containers to change their dark skin into light skin. Who said if you are light skinned you go to heaven?
Vachishandisa mari paMax Factor kuti vatsvukise ganda ravo. Ko ndiani kwakati kudenga kune vanhu vatsvuku bedzi?
And you see the other thing again. Those who are light skinned.
Imwe nyaya manje. Avo vane ganda rakatsvukirira.
They come overseas. You remember Africa is overseas?
South Africa is overseas. Vanouya kuno overseas.
Where we have got the sun.
Kwatine zuva.
They try to slit those places. Yes, you know them. And they enjoy the sun. The reason is they want to be dark skinned.
Vanobva vaenda vanozvisasika pamushana vachida kuti ganda ravo risvibire.
And another brother or another sister is finding no sleep because she wants to be light skinned.
Zvino imwe hama kana kuti manzvadzi ikutoshaya hope nekutaramba kuti ganda ritsvukirire.
It is a bouquet of flowers.
Zvakangofanana neboka kana
kuti manzvadzi
wemaruva.
Some are red.
Mamwe ndee purple, mamwe ndee red.
Different colors.
Mavara akasiyana siyana.
Because of the different colors.
Nokuda kwemavara akasiyana.
It brings beauty to the kingdom of God.
Zvinounza unaku muumambo hwaMwari.
The same applies even the manner how we earn. Yes, it also brings, I think, glory to God if all people were rich.
Zvino kakawaniro katinoita zvinounza kubwinya muumambo hwaMwari. Chimbofunga idai tese takanga tine homwe dzakasimba.
Who was going to give a lift to another?
Ko ndiani aizobatsira opa mumwe muchovha?
Parking not needs.
We would not have enough parking space.
But God made it a sure case.
Mari vakava nechokwadi.
That some are able to buy even 10 cars.
Kuti mumwe anogona kuunganidza mota 10 chaidzo pamabake.
And some might not even be able to buy a bicycle.
Mumwe ototadza kutenga bhasikoro chairo.
The reason is after service.
Chikonzero ndechekuti mushure meshumiro.
You go in the car of that one with many cars. You go together, you drop him, and while you are on the way, you are having fellowship.
Kuti uyo asina motokari anopinda mune uyo anayo. Amune muri munzira kuenda mutown munenge muchiyanana pamusoro peshoko raMwari.
Some might not have money for bus fare.
Mumwe haana mari yekukwira bhazi chairo.
And somebody, his pocket is almost bulging, or you can almost see that yes, you need grace, otherwise the pocket will tear off because there's something inside. So he can also pull something to help his pocket not to tear and give to that one without.
Zvino umwe homwe yake inenge ichida kutovharuka imwe mari ichida kutodongorera nepanze chaipo. Ongozvomora iyoyo obatsira uyo asina mari yepanze.
Remember, I was talking to somebody, that's a long time
ago. This
thing happened, I think, several years ago. So this person, she was telling me this. To say after service, she didn't have money for bus fare.
Hanzo mushure me service vakanga vasina mari yebhazi yekudzokera kumba.
And then by faith, they went together with a friend to board the kombis.
Vakaenda neshamari yavo vanokwira mukombi.
And then this one who didn't have birthday told the friend to say, I don't have birthday. So quickly, the friend pulled money from her handbag and handed over to the friend who was in need. And then this one saw off this one, she boarded and went home. And then, what happened the next service day? When they were just talking as well. Now, she then realized that this friend who had given, the friend without money, actually she had pulled out her all money that was supposed to be her bus fare to go home.
Zvino akazocherechedza kuti paakapa shamwari yake yanga isina mari yebhazi akanga atomupa yese yanga anayo akasara asina yekuenda kumba yebhazi.
Imagine you have got one amount or an amount that's enough for just one person and you sacrifice, you give it to your sister or to your brother.
Chimbofungai kuti pamwe mune $1 rinokwana kuti uende kumba wobva watora mari iyoyo wopa hanzvadzi yako kana hama yako.
Why would she do that? She realized we are members of one body. This one is in need, but God is faithful. God also provided for that very sister. So sometimes we limit our blessings because we continue, we always want to hold on to that which we have. Blessed is the hand that giveth. Brother, it's a scripture. If that hand gives, the Bible says, blessed is that hand. It doesn't matter what comes or what goes, but because it is scripture, that hand has to be blessed. Don't be stingy. Just remembering a story, this little boy went with his father to the grocery shop. And after doing whatever they did at the till point, the grocery owner was so happy, I think, with my friend. Oh yeah, I'm just remembering my friends. I'm sure you will see the pastor after service, eh? So the owner then said, okay, you put your hand in the jar, there were sweets there. And then the little boy just stared at him. The owner of the shop thought maybe the boy did not hear. He repeated the same statement. Yes, after the third attempt, then the owner of the shop then said, okay, to the father, you can, you know, take for your
son.
And the daddy, you know, he dipped in his hand and took something. Now, when they were going, the father looked at his son to say, hey, but the owner of the shop was saying, you can take, enjoy yourself the sweets. Why weren't you taking?
He
said, Dad, yes, I heard him very well. But I didn't want to take. Look at my hand, it's so small. If I dip in, I'll just bring in just few sweets. But look at the ones that you took for me. Our Heavenly Father, when He is giving for you, brother, especially to the members of His body. You are a member of His body. He loves you. He knows He needs you. You are the hand. He knows you are the leg. He knows you are the mouth. So speak well, brother and sister. You say these Egyptians, which you see, you shall see them again no more. Why? Because you are members of his body. Glory be to God.
Amen.
God is so good, brother. And he is the one who created us in his own image. Don't trample upon your brother. Don't trample upon your sister. Glory be to God.
Amen.
If you want to be a blessing, and be a blessing, brother, the prophet says, when a brother has done you wrong, and you know it is wrong, he said, don't talk about it, but take that brother in prayer. Speak about that brother in prayer, brother, because you are members of one body. A hand should not complain about the mouth. The only complaint maybe is to say the mouth is not eating a lot of food.
Oh,
true. Because maybe the hand wants to grow so big, but the mouth is not doing what it's supposed to do. On that one, yes, the hand is saying, mouth, come on, eat. The prophet says, Hebrews chapter 7, part 2,
Hebrews chapter 7, part 2,
278,
paragraph 278,
but if there is any complaint against any member, if any member has a complaint against one another or something wrong, you're supposed to go to that brother yourself and talk to him, you and him alone. Do you hear that? Yes, complaints, they do happen, or misunderstandings, they do happen between brethren or sisters. When that happens, be honest enough. Go to that person, go to that sister, and you talk it over. There is no need to fill, you know, all space, you know, or even to bombard the network by sending messages to say this sister or this brother is such and such. Go talk to that person. Now, and also you, the person has come to talk to you or to straighten up with you, you also receive him as a Christian. If they won't receive it, then the next thing place, that takes place, you take one of the deacons or somebody to go with you to that brother. Then if he won't receive you, then you come tell it to the church. If he won't receive the church, then the Bible says, let them be as heathen and a publican. So if you see somebody, you talk to somebody, he does not want to listen. You take somebody, you take one of the deacons, you go to try to reconcile. If he or she still maintains his stance, then yes, we come to the church, we announce, we dissociate ourselves with sister so and so because he or she is doing the things, yes, that's unscriptural or that we don't believe. It is good to do that because we are members of one body. And any other person that knows a guilty person, and don't go to them to and talk, then you are part of and you are part of the church of God. You are going to answer for that sin. That's right. If you see somebody is in sin and is not moving right, it is your duty, go tell that person. Talk to that person. Tell the deacons. Because if you don't, you are also part of that sin. You are part of that sort of like, it's a cancer. We read this so that we get to know. And then we act accordingly. The reason why we do this, if sin goes away or if we chase sin away, we make our lives right, it is unlimited what God will do to a believer. Some people are not receiving their healing because there is somebody with their unconfessed sin. Remember that sister who had not lived well on her vows? The prophet even told her to say, we can pour a gallon of oil on you, but nothing will happen. The only thing that you just need to do to change you from being insane is just confess your sin to your husband. And then the sister says, no, I can't. If I go tell her that I broke my vow, my marriage vow, he will divorce me. Then the prophet says, but in any case, he's going to divorce you because he cannot live with an insane person like you. Just to encourage and to put more faith in the sister, the Spirit of the Lord came. And then the prophet saw the vision. He's seeing also the husband also doing the same thing, breaking the same marriage vow. And look at the sister. She says, no, my husband will not do that. He is a deacon. He will not do that. The story you know. After they fix their lives to each other, they started walking hand in hand, and the sister, she was healed. So don't keep sin within yourself. Don't also keep sin even next door. If you know there is sin next door, let it be spoken so that the devil goes away and God's children are helped.
We
are sick and tired of people living under their privileges, brother and sister. Some of these things you don't even need to be prayed for. It's just to make your life right. And the demon will move. Remember the other time I told you to say there were three pastors or ministers who were praying for somebody who had a demon, but the demon was refusing to go. It was during the night, and then they had phoned a fourth pastor. And then this one, he was not happy because, no, he was awoken while he was asleep. And then he came to this person with a demon. He was saying, you, why are you refusing, to go out?
Pastor,
And then the demon just pointed his finger to one of the the three ministers. What's the problem with this one? It's you with the demon, not this one.
Said,
this one, he smokes. Therefore, he cannot chase me away. And then that pastor commanded that other pastor, the smoker, to say, out.
Pastor number four, and about his name, shoot. Brother, I'm going to go
to him. Then he looked at the person with the demon to say, why are you still here? Go now. Then he pointed to the another pastor. Now, they had their issues. Now, the second one was kicked out as well. And then the finger was on the last one, the third minister. And when he was also commanded to go out, the demon just went out. It is possible, brother and sister. Just make your life right. When your life is right, you can then approach God and say, Lord, I have done which I can do as a man. I am now under or after my blessings as Abraham's son. You can say, Abraham's blessings are mine. You are blessed when you are going in. When you are going out, you are blessed. Brother and sister, it will be unlimited. What God will do unto you, because you have done your part. Remember, the prophet says, God does not like sin. He says he hates sin. But he loves a sinner. You being a sinner is not a problem. But if you continue in your sins, that's the problem. The reason he came to die on the cross of Calvary, he knew you were a sinner. He knew I was a sinner. The reason is for me to own up. To say, Lord, I did this. Lord, I am so wrong. Let the blood of the Lamb be so sufficient unto me. Like Job, a noble father, he will offer sacrifices to say, peradventure, my children, they sinned against God. That is the duty of a mother, the duty of a father, to apply the token of his family. To say, when the death angel is passing, oh yes, he will pass by. No judgment will be struck on that house. The reason is, there is a responsible father. There is a responsible mother. There is a responsible sister. There is a responsible pastor. Who knows? We are members of his body. When one member of the body is sick, the entire body is sick. When a request is read here, brother, to say, let's remember sister so and so, who has lost a job. Oh, you take that as yourself. When you reach home, you say it, you can even write it down. You say, Lord, when I was in church, I heard sister so and so, baby is not feeling well. Lord, you are the healer. You can even say, Lord, you know that sister does not even know that I'm praying. If you answer my prayer, glory is not going to come to me as a human being. Because that sister does not even know. But the glory will come to you. Because you are such a jealous God. If you pray with such an attitude, brother, you bring down heaven. Because you know that sister is a member of your body, of the same body. You are children of the same father. Children of the same mother. If your child of your sister is ill spoken of brother, it's almost as good as the spoken bad about you. You can even fight that person to say, you don't do that to my brother. You don't do that to my sister, my sibling. Of course, when it is truthful, when you then go back, you tell that brother of yours or that sister of yours, we don't do this. And you are bringing to reproach the name of our father. Message believers.
The message.
When somebody has done wrong or something, a message believer, defend him. But when you go back behind the scenes, you say, you brother or you sister, you are bringing the message to disrepute. Don't do this, brother. Don't do this, sister. But because you know, we are members of his body. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The prophet says, in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. We're not going to finish. I think the Lord will see how we'll progress. Remember, we almost on each service day, we talk about paragraph
80.
Brother Cloud, normally he flies this one at the end of the service. Love one another above everything.
Brother Cloud,
maybe we can just start with that one, yes.
Paragraph 80.
Love one another above everything. Love one another. The reason is we are members of his body. A finger should love the toe. Because you are members of one body. You cannot function when one part of the body is not functioning well. No wonder why, even if somebody has got cancer on the leg, they amputate that leg. So that person, for sure, you can see he will not function normally because another part has been taken away. We need one another. We should love one another. Because we are members of one body. No matter what the devil tries to say, you are now one big, sweet group now. All right, you can finish it because of our time. Let's go to paragraph 81 of the same message.
Paragraph 81.
Remember, we're talking about also about the various offices. Stay with your pastor. He is the shepherd, and you give him respect. He will lead you through, cause he is ordained of God to do so.
He and him fudzi.
Now, do you remember that? The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together. cling as much closer to each other as possible.
Wakunamatira pejgo nemumwe wako sekwanisa kwaunoita.
Now the zebras, when there is an attack from a lion,
zvino kana mazebra mbizi zvichirwiswa neshumba,
they come together.
Zvinoungana pamwe chete.
When they are together,
kana dziri pamwe chete,
the lion knows I am the king of the jungle.
Shumba inoziva kuti ndini mambo.
But when there is unity among the zebras,
asi kana mbizi dzakabatana,
he knows he is going to find a meal somewhere.
Anotoziva kuti chikafu chake chiri pane imwe nzvimbo.
Because when the zebras are united,
nekuti kana mbizi dziri pamwe chete,
he will never be able to defeat them.
Haazokwanisa kuti avakurire.
But when one goes out,
asi kana mbizi imwe chete ikangosvomoka pane dzimwe,
that's a meal for a lion.
Zvakureva kuti yatova breakfast.
Brother and sister, let's stay together.
Ngatigarei pamwe chete.
Don't stay home.
Haikunogara kumba.
But be together as a church.
Ngatiunganei pamwe chete sekereke.
Because be like the zebras.
Ivai sembizi.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, when you are united,
kana mvinga wa sedutu guru maka muri pamwe chete,
yes, you will win.
Munokurira.
But when you are lonely,
asi kana uri wega,
yes, you will be a meal for the devil.
Unozodyiwa dyiwa na Satan.
And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all.
Zvino uyo ari kushandiswa na Satan agova muvengi anogona kuenda kana kuti achauya muva vamwe chete nyacho yapera.
The devil uses human beings as well.
Satan anoshandisa vanhu.
He can come through a brother.
Anogona kuuya achishandisa hama.
He can come through a sister.
Kana kushandisa hanzvadzi.
But if you come together,
asi kana mukaungana,
that brother or sister whom the devil is using,
hama iyi kana hanzvadzi iri kushandiswa naSatan,
yes, the prophet is saying either he will realize that what he is doing is wrong, therefore he will come in, or completely he will go to the enemy side.
Zvino Brother Branham ari kuti achazocherechedza zvaanga achiita zvisirizvo. Anogona kuuya otendeuka kana kuti anobva atoenda zvachose kunova muvengi.
83 say, don't ever clan among or talk, make yourself clannish. We are one.
Imi musaite zvimapoka mapoka nekuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete.
Yeah, to say the mechanics.
Kuti vana makanika.
They, you know, by their own clan.
Vanenge vachiti service yapera vanoenda kukona yavo.
The bankers, you know,
avo vanoshanda mumabhanga,
they will start counting,
vanotanga kuverenga mari.
And you know, the entrepreneurs,
avo vaya vana vane vemabhinda uko pinda uko,
they are all their own,
vari pache zvavo vari voga.
No, let us not have these clans. We are one big sweet bunch.
Ngatisava netumapoka mapoka uko, tiri boka rimwe chete guru rinotapira.
The one in the overalls,
we are going to take a overalls,
should be able at, oh, by the way, this one we are not, okay, we are not able to hug each other, eh,
parizvino tinogona kumbonzira ngatimbomira izvokukundira.
But when this thing is over,
asi kana denda rapera iri,
when we pray, brother,
hama patinozonamata,
the overalls will be able to hug and to embrace on the tuxedo.
Uyo akapfeka hovhorosi anozoenda kuna akapfeka tuxedo.
Even the silk one.
Nyangu uyo akapfeka dress
rifu. Because you know we are members of one body.
Nekuti tinoziva kuti tiri nhengo dzemutumbi mumwe chete.
Don't never clan among yourself. We are one. Left hand. I couldn't say left hand. I made it you. I'm going to take you away because you are not right hand.
Handingazoti kune ruoko rweruboshwe ndakakutsamwira ndakutokubvisa nekuti wahusi ruoko rwerudyi.
He is my left hand and I want him to stay there.
Iruoko rwangu rweruboshwe ndoda kuti anga aripo.
Even the little tip of my finger,
kunyangwe katipu chaiko chaiko kemunhu wangu,
I want to stay right there. Every little part of the body, stay right there.
Ndoda kuti kagare ipapo, chikamu chemutumbi wese ngachigare ipapo.
And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right at with one another.
Mari vanoda kuti isu seboka revatendi tigare tiri pamwe chete mumwe nemumwe kwadzose.
And you've got tapes on that. You've got tapes on what we believe. And you've got tapes on discipline in the church.
mune matepi pamusoro peizvi matepi pamusoro pezvatinotenda nekuzvibata mukereke nemazvibatiro atinoita kana tiri muimba yamwari.
How we behave ourselves in the church of God.
Mazvibatiro atinoita muimba yamwari.
How we got to come here together and sit together.
Uye kuti tinofanira kuuya pano pamwe chete tigogara
heavenly places.
Munzvimbo dzomuchadenga.
Don't stay home.
Usagare kumba.
I know somebody saying, oh, but Pastor, when I book with the deacons, they tell me, don't come because you are overbooked.
Mungwendoza haru kuti Pastor, pandoda kubhuka kumadhikona kuti tisauye nekuti nzvimbo dzakazara.
If you are at home,
kana uri kumba,
and watching via live streaming,
uchiona pa live stream,
you are just as good as somebody who is also in church.
Zvakangofanana nemunhu ari muchurch.
But don't stay home.
Iwewe usagare kumba.
If you start staying home,
ukaramba ukatanga kugara kumba,
now you are becoming like a zebra.
Ningwa kuita sembizia.
Thus getting aloof from the rest of other zebras.
Yakubva papoka rembizi.
And a lion has got sharp eyesight.
Zvirokwazvo shumba ine meso anoona.
Seeking somebody to devour.
Iri kutotsvaga munhu wekuparadza.
If God is in your heart,
kana mwari ari mumwoyo wako,
you can't hardly wait for them doors to open up yonder.
Haugoni kutomirira kuti masuo ekereke avhurwe.
To get into here to fellowship with your brothers.
Wopinda imomo woiyanana nehama dzako.
Why? Because you know,
nokuda kwei unoziya,
we are members of his body.
Tiri nhengo dzomutumbi wake.
You want to come to church?
Muda kuuya kuchurch.
So that you can fellowship with your brother.
Kuti uyanane nehama dzako.
With your sister.
Nehanzvadzi dzako.
I know also those on live streaming.
Ndinoziya avo vari pa live stream.
They are also fellowship together with us.
Vari kutoyanana nesu.
They are also even saying amen the same way you are doing.
Amen nenzira
yavo. They are saying preach it, preacher. Also.
Parijai mpori mpari.
Because we are members of his body.
Tiri nhengo dzemutumbi mumwe chete.
But the prophet is saying,
profita vari kuti,
if you feel like you don't want to have fellowship or coming to church,
kana iwe uchizwa kuti handisi kuda kuya kuchurch, handisi kuda
kuenda nevamwe, then I tell you it's time you go to pray.
Zvino ndokutaura yanguva yekuti uchitosvika pamabvi ako.
Why? Because in the last days where the Bible exhorted us much more as we see the day approaching to love one another with Christian love and divine love.
Seku kurudziro kwatinoenda nebhaibheri patinoona mazuva achisvika kuti todanana mumwe nomumwe nerudo rwamwari.
To assemble ourselves together in heavenly places.
Tiungane pamwe chete munzvimbo dzemuchadenga muna Kristu Jesu.
And love one another.
Tigodanana mumwe nomumwe.
This will all men know,
nekuda kweizvi vanhu vachaziva,
that you are my disciples.
Muri vadzidzi vangu.
When you have loved one for the other,
pamunowane rudo mumwe nomumwe.
That's right.
Ndizvozvo chaizvo.
Stay right together.
Garai muri pamwe chete.
If the brother, you think he is little wrong, we're finishing just now, or little sister, say, Lord, don't let me never have the root of bitterness spring up, because it will affect him and it will take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acid of malice, of jealousy, of hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you.
Poison ye godo nenduru nekuvenga inobvisa mweya muchene uri mauri.
So as members of his body,
isusi nengo dzemutumbi wake,
we are saying we are out with the root of bitterness.
Tiri kuti nduru ngaibve matiri.
That acid, that poison,
acid ine chemwi,
of jealousy,
ye godo,
of hatred,
ye ruvengo,
it just have to go.
Inofanha kubuda matiri.
If you see, brother,
kana ukaona hama,
that this sister
kuti hanzvadzi
is overcome by hatred,
yaka putirwa noruvengo,
he's full of rage,
akazara nokasha,
take it before the Lord.
Ibva watora nyacho enda
kuna Mwari. Lord, I know
what you shall do. Zia,
this brother of mine,
hama yangu,
this sister of mine,
and that yangu,
we are members of his body.
Tiri nengo dzemutumbi
mumwe chete. I am coming before you, Lord.
Ndiri kuya pamberi penyu ishe.
My brother is right, But this is the devil. Separate the devil from the brother. And then attack the demon. Chase that devil away. That root of bitterness, brother, it has to go. The reason is we want the dove to come back and settle on the lamp. Remember, the slain lamp was slaughtered, was killed, butchered on the cross of Calvary. So that he gives you the lamb's nature. And when you have the lamb's nature, the dove will then fly. And when your brother does something wrong on you, you are able to say, Father,
Baba,
forgive him. They do not know what he is doing. Because you know, we are members of his body. Brother and sister, if we are so united, if we come together in unity, brother, the prophet says, it is unlimited what God will do to the church. Brother and sister, it takes you, it takes me to be united with my brother, to be united with your sister, to have no root of bitterness. The dove will come. Miraculous, the supernatural will take place, brother. The supernatural voice will utter, will thunder. Remember, the seals were opened. What is left for brother and sister? For us in the fourth seal, brother, with the eagle anointing, to see there is hate. As soon as you see there is hate there from a distance, brother, go right ahead. Pick that hedge. Go with it right in the skies. When you are in the skies, brother, hate has no power over you. But if you want to fight hate on the ground, you will see root of bitterness will keep on being on you. But brother, we take our fight to the heavenly realms, where all things are possible. Where, brother, you speak the word and it will flash like lightning. You visit a brother who is a farmer, and you see his crops are burning. The prophet says, you say, brother, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. What forces you to say that? Because we are members of his body. You speak right to your brother. You bless your brother. You don't curse your brother. You don't curse your sister. But you usher blessings on your sister. And God listens to your prayer. Remember, we were saying, Hezekiah changed the mind of God. So, for being members of his body, you can also change the mind of God on your sister who is sick today. You are saying, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless my sister. Today we are not praying for yourself, but you pray for your brother. You pray for your sister. The reason is, when you pray for somebody, when you pray for your sister, that sister will be blessed. But you will also be blessed. Glory be to God. Let's stand on our feet.